something about birthdays, Matt Douglas. And I swear I didn't know this going in.
You're guessing more people's birthdays here? It's crazy.
We have got Todd Tromba with us with TCC Technology. He celebrated his 27th birthday yesterday.
That's correct.
Yeah, see, but apparently we're just dishing out birthday shout-outs, but these are legit. We're not making these
up.
That's
crazy.
This is the second straight guest that we've had celebrating a birthday within the last 48 hours. Todd, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having us.
Well, for those who don't know what TCC Technology is, what do you guys do?
We are a technology company that is a combination of both IT and also phone systems, and we, for our customers, become their IT department as well as their phone company or both. And in doing so, we manage all their networks, their various types of hardware, whether they be servers and PCs and remote devices, to even managing their phone systems so that they have one number to call for all their support.
And you also have a pretty sharp name tag that you're wearing as well. See, in the world of radio, we can't show this to you, but did you make that yourself?
No. As a matter of fact, it was another chamber member, Creative LED is the company.
Oh, wow.
out of Northfield, Ohio. And it's really an awesome, breaker in terms of conversations. I've had more questions about the name tag than anything else.
Without a doubt, I suppose you could sort of just design sort of whatever you want to go in there, right?
Yeah, and to show, you can have your logo put on, your name, and they'll do it all for you.
Nice. Very cool.
Interesting stuff. Well, you mentioned that you guys do a lot of voiceover IP. You guys also deal with a lot of IT as well. What is it that got you into that industry?
Well, we have a very unique story in terms of our company starting. Our founder started it when he was a freshman at St. Ed's High School.
Wow.
And we've been in business 16 years, and we have over 200 customers in the greater Cleveland area, including Lorain County quite a bit. And he just turned 34. So I joined him 7 years ago after spending 35 years in technology, but not at the small business to nonprofit, and we also support over 100 private and parochial schools as well.
35 years in the technology industry. I can't imagine some of the changes that you have seen and endured over the years. We're talking, you know, 3.5 decades here. What's the most surprising change, though, in the technology industry that you've seen in that time?
Speed. Yeah. And just seeing the speed of change. I mean, I look back with fond memories of what I refer to the wood-burning computer days, when I used to sell software on IBM mainframe computers that aren't as powerful as our iPhones today.
Wow!
So you look at the speed, and you look at the rate of adoption of the new technologies coming out continuously, and it's been a real blessing. It's been a real challenge, and it's kept me young.
Todd, you talk about the speed and how things have changed. I know fiber optics seem to be the big thing that are sort of starting into everywhere. Is that accurate? Am I behind on the times? Has that changed at this point?
Matt, you are absolutely correct. No, that is it is happening because more and more and more, you hear this term cloud, right?
Yeah.
So more and more information is being distributed out away from computers that are on site, going out into the cloud, and to be able to access the information and really utilize the capabilities and the benefits of the cloud, you have to have really good product connectivity that is reliable and fast.
Is that something that companies contact you for? I mean, when fiber, because I know it's popping up in neighborhood after neighborhood, to kind of get things going on that and be able to utilize everything they've got now?
That's all part of what we provide, is the guidance and counseling on that based on their requirements. Without overselling what they need, we don't sell it. We have business partners who do, so we turn to those that can provide it. In many areas of our service area, it just depends on where the customer is located, is who provides those types of services. We just do all we can to guide them to make sure that they're getting what they need and what they can grow and scale with.
Todd Tromba, TCC Technology, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Here are the brand new, I mean, this is a brand spanking new facility that we're at here today. And boy, we're enjoying every minute of it. Now, see, you mentioned to me earlier that you live in Bay Village.
Right.
So you probably frequent Crocker Park, don't you?
All the time.
See, and it's amazing to see what this structure has become, because every time I come here, I would see something new come up and think, okay, it's maybe a part of what they're doing over here, maybe what they're doing over here. There's like eight different new buildings going up every year, it seems. But this is a really cool facility. This is a really cool event.
Well, and for the Chamber, I'm active in not only the West Shore Chamber, which is all part of the Power More, but I'm also active in other chambers. So I have a chance to see and experience shows like this in other areas of the city, and this facility has been a huge, huge plus for the West Shore and for the Power More. So, yeah, this has made a big difference in the event for our chamber, which is terrific.
Before we came on the air, you and I were talking Tribe. And that's one of the benefits to being on our show. You come on with us, we'll talk some Tribe with you. And we were drawing some comparisons between this 2017 team and, of course, that 1995 team, which really kind of took the league by storm. That was fresh off the strike year. And we'll pose the same question to you that, you know, we discussed earlier in the show today and even to some degree on the Budweiser's From the Dugout show yesterday. If you were to pick 1995 or 2017, which team are you going with?
I would go with this team. And even though we had an unbelievable offense, we didn't have the pitching in 95 we've got today. And, you know, it's like the old adage, good pitching beats good hitting. And that was proven in the 95 World Series.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, actually, I think one of the guys I grew up listening to many, many moons ago, the professor Jeff Sindelar, he would say that over and over and over again. He would say, look, pitching wins, I would say, more than 90% of the time. The percentages of the game will tell you that even the best hitters will fail 70% of the time.
I can't think of anything harder in sports than hitting a 98-mile-an-hour fastball with a bat the diameter of whatever it is, but that would have to be, that's really difficult, especially, let alone when the ball's moving.
Well, that's right. I mean, especially the way the guys make it move today. I mean, Corey Kluber's got one of the nastiest pitches in baseball. It's been documented.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this has been a lot of fun to watch this team this year. Have you had a chance to go down to Progressive Field and catch any games?
Oh, a number of times. And what's really fun is you see, I've really enjoyed watching how they've gained momentum this year within the city and within the area, and seeing the crowds growing, and all of a sudden when they were in the streak, seeing all those walk-up fans coming up and breaking records on walk-up crowds and ticket sales was just, you know, it's that does remind me of 1995.
Sure. Well, it's cool on a day like today when you watch the game on TV or listen to it on the radio and you hear about the attendance being, I mean, they're filling that entire lower of the bowl. People have to go to the upper deck seats on a day game in the middle of the week. That's great stuff.
Oh, and I don't know what the attendance was of today's noon game, but as many people as are coming to the games themselves, it's just really exciting.
Yeah, it's great. It was a good crowd. I don't know what the exact number was, but from what I could see of it, it looked good.
They had about 20,000 people there last night, and it was still a very exciting environment. You know, we talked earlier, Danny Salazar was lights out in that game,
right.
And, you know, certainly he made the decision a heck of a lot tougher for Terry Francona and company to keep him off that postseason roster. But, you know, it's a great problem to have.
Isn't
because,
it?
I mean, you've got seven guys in that bullpen right now who are just terrific, but unfortunately, given the current circumstances, you've got to tell somebody, sorry, you didn't make it.
Right. It's going to be very difficult.
It's a good problem to have, though,
a great problem to have.
What would you say is your favorite aspect, or do you have a favorite player on this year's team?
I just really like the balance, and especially down the stretch, the defense has been spectacular. I mean, it's not just been good, it's been spectacular. And to see the fact that Francona, during that winning streak, played 38 different players, and he can roll and rest the core group and not seem to get much of a drop-off, if any, at all. And it seems like it's fun. It's been fun to watch the young players come up from Double A, and the young players really contribute.
Very cool stuff. Well, Todd, before we cut you loose, if our listeners out there are wondering how they can find out more information about TCC technology, how can they do that?
Well, the easiest way is to take a look at our website. It is www.tccohio.com.
All right.
And there's a lot of good information out there about our services and what we do and the kinds of customers we serve.
Very cool stuff. Well, Todd, thanks for coming by and spending some time with us. A belated happy birthday to you, and go
Thank
Tribe.
You. Thanks for having me.